Hey guys, Trevor with E-commerce Paradise. Today's podcast is all about the top 10 secret weapons that I have in my e-com businesses. So yes, e-commerce is definitely something that you need to create your own secret weapons in if you're going to succeed. And I'm all about secrets. But my whole thing these days is actually sharing my secrets with you guys so that I can help you to succeed in e-commerce as well. So first and foremost, my biggest secret in e-commerce goes way beyond e-commerce, and it actually started way before I ever even started e-commerce or knew that something like e-commerce existed where I could make money online, and that is my beautiful, lovely wife. So luckily, I have this partner who's just wonderful, and she handles customer service and sales and phone stuff and emails and all this craziness and dealing with suppliers and dealing with customers and blah, 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 blah. All the crazy goings and comings of the dropshipping businesses on a daily basis. And it is pretty hectic sometimes. And so one word of warning for sure for everybody out there who's listening and who hasn't really gotten a business started yet, that this is not a passive income business. Yes, you might get sales passively sometimes, and you might fulfill them. And I would say probably like 50% of our sales are like completely passive. We never have to talk to the customer. We never really have to talk to the supplier. They come in easily and ship it out. But then the other 50%, I would say we take sales over the phone. We have to do pre-sale support, email and phone calls. We have to do after-sale support, email and phone calls. We have to talk to suppliers and go back and forth. Sometimes there's shipping damage issues. Sometimes there's delivery issues. There's a lot that has to be done in these businesses on a daily basis for sure. And then I'm just really happy and grateful to have my wife along my side, and we are able to run these businesses together. I can focus on the growth, and she focuses on running it, so, you know, it survives. It's pretty amazing, and it's a crazy journey for sure, but it's worth it because we're able to travel around the world and make money online, which means it's location independent, which means we get to be in Chiang Mai this weekend and Bali next week, and the next month we get to go to Europe. Well, actually, we're going to go to the Philippines first, visit there for about 14 days, go to Manila and then Puerto Princesa and Palawan, which is some of the most beautiful, stunning islands in the world, and then go down to Cebu and check out Strago Island, which is also incredible, and a bunch of other islands out there, do a bunch of scuba diving, and then go to Europe this summer for a month, and then go to the States for a couple months, and probably come back out to Southeast Asia again after that, just because we can, and we love it out here. So, yes, I'm actually recording this podcast from Chiang Mai, Thailand, in our little hotel room right now. It's about, midnight my time. And, yeah, that's what I like to do. You know, we actually stay up all night long working. Usually our work day doesn't start till about 10 or 11 p.m., depending. And, doesn't end till about, probably like 2, 3 in the morning sometimes. But if it's really busy, it can go all night. We've had all-nighters before. And, it's kind of fun because back when I was younger, you know, I used to pull all-nighters partying. I used to pull all-nighters studying for school and stuff like that. And so now I pull all-nighters making a bunch of money. You know, it's kind of cool. but like I said, I got my wife by my side, so it's not boring at all. It's really fun. Now, the second secret that I have in my e-commerce business is also person related, but it's a different type of person. It's a person in another part of the world that helps us with our business. And that person is known as a virtual assistant. And my VA's name is Carlo, and he's a really great guy. And he's in the Philippines. He lives in Davao City, and he's really cool. He's been with me actually since my first e-commerce business back in 2000, and I think 12 I hired him. And that was way before I even knew a whole lot about outsourcing. I had just gone on Upwork, and I needed somebody to help me with some data entry stuff, basically, because I was running a WordPress site with WooCommerce, and I had to update the variants on these products that I had a lot, really often. I had to update the stock because they're very trendy products, and people wanted them all the time in different colors, and so I had to always be updating the stock, and so I had to hire him to help me with that. And he helped me, and it was, you know, a daily thing, and, you know, he would do all sorts of stuff for me when I needed it done, and it was on and off, and, you know, when I sold the business, I let him go, and then when I started another one, I hired him again, and he's always been there, and he's still working for me, even to this day, so he's been there for a long time, and, you know, he's been around, and he's cool, he's got a kid, you know, and he's got a family out there, and it's really fun talking to him sometimes, and, you know, and he's an entrepreneur in his own world, and, you know, he helps me with my world, too, so it's really, really good relationship, guys, and I definitely can highly suggest that you look to the Philippines for outsourcing your tasks and projects. And, you know, when you're ready to outsource your customer service and sales, definitely look to the Philippines as well. There's nothing wrong with that. I think you just have to really make sure you hire the right people for customer service and sales, especially with a US-based business. You have to hire somebody who doesn't have as much of an accent. You have to hire somebody who's intelligent enough to solve problems. You really have to make sure you hire somebody who is good at managing their own time, someone who can, you know, follow up with customers, because that's a big deal, is that you can have somebody take phone calls and reply to emails, but it's the follow-up that also matters. And that takes managerial skills. And that's why I always recommend, you know, you put someone through a very rigorous hiring process, because, you know, the term really applies here, that hire hard and you can, you know, then you can run it easy. But if you don't hire hard, it's going to be a pain in the butt to run your business with this person. So definitely outsource your business, guys. That's what I train people to do in my academy. All my students, I show them how to use Fiverr gigs to outsource different parts of the business, adding products to the website and adding content to the website and creating content and doing all sorts of other cool stuff too. So I definitely utilize tools and I outsource everything I possibly can, because as an entrepreneur, you have to understand you are not in business to do everything yourself. In fact, you should never think of yourself that way. As an entrepreneur, you need to think about building a team. And I take this a lot from The Lean Startup. The Lean Startup is a book called by Eric Ries. It's a book about outsourcing. It's a book about building teams and stuff like that, and building a bigger business just with yourself. So yes, you might be the only one that owns your business, but that doesn't mean you're only one that has to run your business. And you should definitely look to people that are better than you at certain skills to actually build your business for you. And you can just guide them to doing that. So I suck at adding products. I mean, actually, I take that back. I'm really good at them. I just hate doing it. So it's a big bottleneck for me. So I don't like to do it. And it'll never get done if I have to do it myself. I will literally just not do it. So I created a job and I sent it to a Fiverr gig and I have them do it. And it's very inexpensive. It's about $30 for 100 products with 4+ variants. It's an insanely good deal. They do a good enough job. I jump in there afterwards. I double check the pricing is good. I double check it. All the SKUs are right and the barcodes and the names are correct and all these other things. And it's done. And it honestly, maybe takes me a half an hour and it's all good. It cost me $30 as opposed to weeks on end adding 100 different products to the website manually, which is what I did in the beginning. And, you know, it worked, but it sucked, right? And I realized I just didn't want to do that anymore. It was just really painful. So yes, virtual assistants are awesome. Definitely think about yourself as not just a entrepreneur, but as a manager as well. You're going to have to manage these people. All right, the third secret weapon in my e-com business is the managed e-commerce platform that I use called Shopify. And people that start with Shopify, I think you kind of take it for granted, but not all e-commerce platforms are like this. And I started with WordPress and WooCommerce back in 2011, 2012, when I migrated off of eBay and eCreator, which is an eBay alternative. And I started using WordPress and WooCommerce. I knew WordPress is really good with SEO, and it is really good with SEO. It's great. And if you use WooCommerce, you're basically adding e-commerce functionality to WordPress, which is, it's okay. It's pretty cool. I won't lie. I mean, it does well with SEO. It looks good enough. And for my website back then, especially for that niche, there wasn't a whole lot of competition out there, so it did quite well. And honestly, I got really lucky too. But the coolest thing about Shopify is that it's managed, which means that they're going to make sure that it's always running for you. But the thing you don't realize about hosting your own WordPress site is that you don't have that managed nowadays it's different. Now you can get managed WordPress hosting, and I actually teach people how to do that as well. And they'll manage your WordPress site for you to make sure it's always up and running now. So that's different. But Shopify does a lot more than that. They actually have built-in e-commerce functionality. They have a bunch of free apps you can add to the store. You can have a fully built out complete store, which I show how to do in my course. I show how to actually create a full demo site, which basically means that you import products that, you know, you could be selling and someone could buy that on your website and check out and completely purchase order. And that entire process costs less than, you know, like $20 to set up, right? Well, using my course and in my, my links and all that stuff. So, but the truth is managed e-commerce is way better than having to manage the hosting yourself. Otherwise you have to have a developer on staff and it's just a pain in the butt. So Shopify is definitely one of my secret weapons. Number four, my secret weapon for driving traffic that is qualified leads to my product listings is Google AdWords. Google AdWords for high ticket dropshipping specifically, because these products are expensive. You need to drive leads that are pre-qualified, which means they've already seen the price, they've seen the picture, they've seen the item, they actually typed in a keyword that's relevant to that item, meaning a product-based keyword or brand-based query, which is more likely that they are looking, shopping around for other stores that are selling it, trying to get the best deal. And Google AdWords allows you to do that with their Google Shopping campaigns, and product listing ads is what they're called on the inside. So yeah, definitely understand Google AdWords, learn them better. I mean, I'm always learning how to do it, but I've also taken a lot of coaching and mentoring from people that have done it before me and from digital marketing agencies. And now I understand how to run Google Shopping campaigns really well optimized. So you spend a lot less and you get a lot more targeted traffic and you can close a lot more sales. So Google AdWords, guys. And then my number five secret weapon in my econ biz is email marketing. And a lot of people that just start out don't really understand the power of email marketing, but email can be super, super powerful because everybody gets email and it's one of the most direct ways to contact a consumer and it's free. You don't have to pay to deliver an email to somebody. So email should be used before the sale and after the sale, and it should be used all throughout the process of, you know, of the customer experience, and it should be used to open a dialogue with the customer as well. You want to learn more about your target market, just ask them in an email. So you can set up email sequences that are automated that happen before. So if someone signs up for a promotion, you create an email sequence to get them to, you know, go buy something. And if they go to buy and then they drop out, it's called the abandoned cart sequence. You make an email sequence to get them to actually purchase that thing again. And then when they actually make a purchase, you can make a post-purchase sequence that thanks them and maybe give them a free gift, a free bonus or something like that to make them feel even cooler or something like that. And then follow up and get them to buy more stuff from you. You know, if it's a high ticket product they bought, then get them to buy accessories or something like that, you know? So email marketing is super powerful. The next thing is using Facebook ads, and Facebook ads with high ticket is a little bit different, but if anybody goes to your website and then lands on their Facebook feed and then sees your products again, it's really good because it's another marketing touch. And Facebook ads are a lot like email marketing because someone's scrolling through their feed. It's kind of like they're scrolling through their email inbox. They're seeing all these different things pop up, but it's a little bit more picture and video based than your email inbox. Email inbox is all text. So it's like having an email show up to somebody. And so if you can consider that, the one platform I really like to use is Shoelace ads. And Shoelace is really cool because it creates, they have a thing called journeys, and that means they'll show a different ad to them every single time they see that. So that's a secret weapon for sure, because if someone's going to see my ad, I don't want them seeing the same ad every single time, five different times before they buy. I want them seeing one ad and then another one and another one, and it look just like, you know, an abandoned cart sequence basically. So Facebook ads. Number seven is influencers. Influencers are really cool. You can actually reach out to these people. You can get them to allow you to put a guest blog post on their blog. You can get them to, you know, do a shout out and stuff like that. Sometimes it costs money. Sometimes it doesn't. And it just depends. But you can always reach out to these influencers and tell them, hey, like, you're in my space and, you know, I really like what you're doing. And it would be great if I could partner with you on something. You know, how much do you charge to do a guest post, or how much do you charge for a banner ad or whatever? And a lot of them are really cool and open to, you know, allowing you to advertise on their blog somehow. So go check out blogs in your niche. Go check out YouTube channels. Go check out podcasts, even if those are out there. And check out social media channels. You know, all those things can really help you, not just to, you know, put your information out there and to create like pre-sales framing bridges to get them to your website to like you before they buy, but also to get you backlinks and to get you, you know, really good SEO juice and stuff like that. So influencers are a secret weapon. All right, and then going a little bit more broad, you know, point it back a little bit. Number eight is my self-education, and that's where all this comes from. It's just sitting down and reading books and going on YouTube and watching videos and signing up for online courses. Some of them are very expensive, some of them aren't, and watching them, you know. On Udemy, I literally have probably bought over 100 different courses that I've paid an average of around $10 to $20 for each one. And that's because I always wait for the sales. And then when they add the $10 sales, I just go crazy and I buy a bunch of courses and then I watch them over time. But I've learned so much through that. I mean, I've literally had like 10 MBAs just from the different Udemy courses that I've watched. And I've signed up for some really expensive online courses. And then I've also signed up for some monthly membership courses. And I've also paid for quite a bit of coaching from different mentors. And all that has really added up to this huge in-depth knowledge and also has given me the confidence to understand that I'll always be able to do this. I will always be able to create new websites. I will always be able to win in a niche. I know exactly how to optimize for conversions. I know exactly how to make email sequences. I know how to run Google AdWords campaigns. Once you learn these skill sets, it's really cool. You can repeat them over and over and over again. So, you know, you create one site and then you can sell it and you can create a whole other site. And it's just, you know, it's not that hard. Like the work you go and do this, I mean, maybe a couple of weeks worth of work and you're done and you launch. And it's easy and it's fun and, you know, and it's exciting because you get to explore a whole new niche and an entirely new market and stuff like that. And every new site that you start up has the potential in a year or two to, you know, sell for six figures. And then you can take another mini retirement if you want, or build another site, or build affiliate blogs, or, you know, do a membership site like I'm doing. You know, it's all up to you. And internet marketing, a lot of the same rules and guidelines apply to one type of online business as they do to another. So for instance, like with drop shipping websites, the same kind of conversion optimization techniques apply to membership sites. And so I'm starting to learn that I can take the same stuff I do with my dropship sites and I can put them on my membership site, and that will really help drive conversions. And it's a slow growth for me, but it's really exciting. And I'm just really, really happy that I'm learning all this stuff and I'm taking action and having a lot of fun with it. And I'm actually getting a lot of students in the academy, which is really exciting. I'm getting to help them one-on-one, doing coaching calls all the time, replying to their emails, and I really like helping them one-on-one because it's a lot of fun. I get to learn about, you know, their struggles and stuff like that, really, and really help them every step of the way, you know, and give them advice and stuff like that, which just, you know, feels great. So I'm happy about that. But self-education, guys, you have to educate yourself. No one's going to educate you for you. You know, even if you go to a college, if you don't go to that classroom, sit down and read that book and go home and read that book and do that homework, you're not going to get educated. You have to educate yourself. It's always about self-education. So get out there and educate yourself. Number 9, my secret weapon in my e-com business is my work ethic. And I won't lie, guys, I have a crazy psychotic work ethic. You can ask my wife, you can ask my family, you can ask my friends. I'll disappear sometimes, you know, from social media for a week or two on end and then come back and be like, oh yeah, I built a business. So it's just how it goes, you know, like you have to just do what you got to do to make a living for yourself. And there you go. You know, just have a crazy work ethic. Why not? You know, what else are you going to do in life? You know, there's so much going on all the time. If you want to be a part of it, you know, build something for yourself that, you know, creates income so that you can be a part of that. Don't, you know, wait and worry and, you know, think, oh, I don't know, you know, what's going to work out, and be hesitant and indecisive about stuff. Just take action, find what works, get a mentor, you know, get a coach that's going to help you, guide you at least in one direction so you can start learning something that works and gain some traction somewhere, and then grow from there, you know, and have a work ethic every day. Sit down and discipline yourself to work for a few hours at a time on stuff. You know, even if you don't know what you're doing, you are still working on it. You've still got to learn. The work ethic goes along with the self-education, I think, because if I'm sitting down for 3 hours at a time, sometimes that 3 hours is spent educating myself. You know, if I'm watching a course, it's taking notes and reading back over those notes, maybe even recreating videos from those notes myself so that I can learn them better. Because, you know, the more that you reteach what you learn, the more that you learn what you learn, basically. So if you're going to go out there and self-educate yourself, have a good work ethic on taking notes and actually applying what you learn and then reteaching it. And the last one, number 10, is having a passion for creating things. That is truly my secret. At the end of the day, everything else said and done, if you don't have a passion for creating something, you're not going to create stuff. It has to be a passion, right? And whether creating something means creating a work of art, you know, a painting, or it means dance, or it means music, or, you know, it means a website, it doesn't matter. If you've got to have a passion for creating. Creation is the most abundant thing you can do in your life, because it will bring you abundance, right? And if you create music, you will get fans and followers, and people will eventually be willing to pay for that music. If you create websites, eventually you'll be able to sell something and people will be, you know, willing to pay for that, whether it's your own thing or somebody else that you're doing affiliate for or dropshipping for. And, you know, you just have to have a passion for it. You have to wake up every day and think to yourself, what do I want to create today? And every night before you go to bed, what could I create tonight, you know? And just work towards that every single day, because truly at the end of the day, at the end of your life, really, drawing a little bit from inspiration from Stephen Covey's book, 7 habits of highly successful people, but you have to start with the end in mind. You have to start at the very end of your life. imagine you're at your own funeral, right? That's what he says. And what do you want people to say about you? So do you want people to say, yeah, you know, he was all right. He's kind of crazy. He's a partier, you know, and I don't know, he's kind of rowdy. Or do you want them to say, wow, man, that guy created so much stuff. He helped so many people, you know? It depends on you. Like what kind of a legacy do you want to leave? So definitely think about that and work towards that. Have goals, have dreams, and write them down and work towards them and try to build upon that every single day. Just a little bit. You don't have to make gigantic leaps every day. But you do need to make gigantic leaps sometime, but every day you need to take baby steps. And that's what I focus on. If I get one thing done every day, I'm happy about that. If I get a podcast done, I'm happy because I created something that's out there. Somebody 20 years from now will be able to look back and listen back to this podcast episode and get inspired. And that's what matters, that this stuff is timeless. As long as I'm paying my hosting fees, this will still be out there in 20 years, you know, and that's the beauty of it. And if you have that long-term outlook, then, you know, you can consider yourself a true creator, right? So become who you want to become and don't hold back. Build your arsenal of secrets, right? And don't be afraid to share them, guys. Like, they're secrets, but they're not, you know? Like, there's nothing wrong with sharing secrets. In fact, nobody's going to be able to do anything with your secrets until they put out the same kind of work you do. And that's one of the secrets, is your work ethic. So you're always going to be beating people out. One of my best buddies out there, Ernest Epps, he's an e-commerce entrepreneur, and his crazy, crazy work ethic just basically means he's always going to be winning. You know, and that's what you got to do. You know, Will Smith for sure is the one guy that's always talking about his work ethic. If you ever listen to one of his inspirational, motivational videos, it's always my work ethic this, my work ethic that. But it's true, man. Like, the guy works really hard all the time, diligently on the right things, and he puts his work together. So think about that, guys. Get out there, have a good work ethic, get things done, create something amazing. Talk to you next time. And if you're interested in getting coaching and mentoring and starting an e-commerce business with high-ticket dropshipping, go to ecommerceparadise.com. You can get my free 99 dropship niches list. You can get my free dropship secrets mini course. Sign up for that. And when you're ready, you can go to the academy. It's $47 a month to join. You get access to all my course materials. And for only $97 a month, you get one coaching session per month and the opportunity to partner with me on your dropship store so that I can make sure that you become successful 100%. So with that said, guys, thanks for listening and subscribe, and we'll see you out there. Tell all your friends about this podcast. I really want to get it out there. I want to get more people listening, more people watching. Whoever you know that's into e-commerce, that's into entrepreneurship, wants to start their own business, tell them about E-Commerce Paradise. Tell them about me and how I'm just trying to help people and get them into this podcast and on the YouTube channel. All right. Thanks a lot for your guys' support, and we'll see you next time. Take care.